Hi again, everybody, and welcome to this week's Living Better with TriHealth segment. I'm Dan Hort, along with Dr. Stuart Donovan. The topic is hernias. Doctor, what exactly is a hernia?
A hernia is a defect or a hole in your abdominal wall, and that's specifically what we're talking about. So they're relatively common, and we tend to see them in women, men, and children, too. So it's a disease or a process that affects everybody. We see them oftentimes in the office. There are identified oftentimes by the patient even. They noticed a bulge or a lump in their abdominal wall that wasn't there, and they're wondering what it is, and they'll come to see either their primary care doctor or a surgeon about it. So it's something that they, our patients, can really find frequently on their own. They sometimes happen after straining, but not always. Usually abdominal pressure causes them to develop, but people sometimes just notice in the shower or when they're getting dressed a bulge or a lump that wasn't there previously. They can be tender and sometimes hurt, sometimes they don't hurt at all. But usually when they start to become uncomfortable is when they come to see me about it.
How common are they and how do they develop?
Hernias are very common. There's something that we see frequently in all age ranges. They develop usually from an underlying defect that perhaps you might have been born with and you never really knew you had, but with normal wear and tear and stress, exercising, pregnancy, things like that, that put a lot of stress on your abdominal wall, then you start to notice this bulge. And usually when you lay down, you can kind of push it back in, so that's one of the ways you can diagnose it. But sometimes they can even get stuck out or incarcerated, and when that happens, that's more of an emergency and needs to be seen by either a physician or the emergency room right away.
Dr. Donovan, how are hernias diagnosed and treated?
Hernias are oftentimes self-diagnosed. Oftentimes we'll get them diagnosed from the primary care, usually on a physical examination, or when they become symptomatic or noticeable or obvious, patients will diagnose us themselves and come and see us. So there are lots of ways to get them diagnosed during sports hernias or sports examinations. For high school sports, oftentimes they're diagnosed as well. Treatment for hernias is oftentimes surgical. Not always. Sometimes smaller hernias that are asymptomatic really don't require treatment. But if they progress, become symptomatic or larger, then we treat them surgically. At the TriHealth Comprehensive Surgical or Hernia Institute, we tend to treat them with minimally invasive techniques as our first line of treatment, but also do open hernia surgery. So it depends on the kind of hernia and the location of the hernia. But we like to feel like we can treat the hernia that we're seeing with the best treatment available. So we do them robotically, we do them laparoscopically, and we do open hernia surgery. There's a lot of concern about mesh because we oftentimes do use mesh in hernia surgery, but it's fairly routine for most hernias that we use mesh. We find them very safe, and they help decrease the rate of recurrence, which is one of the ways we measure our success.
That's Dr. Stuart Donovan, and I'm Dan Hort. For more information, visit bengals.com/trihealth.